The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to them, "When you pray, my Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
St. Paul wrote to the Romans, "But God proved his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Our focus in the Lord's Prayer this week is "Forgive us as we forgive others." Many times members have said, "I know there are certain people and certain offenses in my sins." What does the word "as" mean in this prayer? We often treat it as quid pro quo. I'll forgive if God really forgives me. Or we assume a posture of obligation. God forgave, therefore I must forgive others. And if we persist in this prayer into a bargaining session, we will be caught in the net of comparing ourselves to others. Infractions have been, I have been as jealous or vengeful as that person, or my infractions are few and small compared to Aunt Helen's or Uncle Charlie's who don't attend church. Be careful. These thoughts can distract us from the grace, beauty, and depth of this part of the prayer. The emphasis is on the expansive grace of God and the immense of God's forgiveness. The abundance of God's forgiveness does not invite us into a bargaining session with God. And it doesn't, or into the fertile ground for our self-righteousness to germinate. That's it. We resent, refrain from forgiving others. It is like a sack of potatoes in which one potato has become overripe and rotten. It stinks. That's what God said in the Exodus wilderness when he generously provided sufficient manna for everyone. If in your jealousy and greed you take more than you need or try to hoard it, it will rot and it will stink. We cannot stockpile God's forgiveness. We give it away by forgiving the wrongs and missteps of others. There is no escape from this. The result of sharing forgiveness is to create relationship thing. The result is an abundant life for yourself and for others. Be applied to this part of the Lord's Prayer is the cross. It begins with the vertical part of the cross to our relationship with God. And secondly, the horizontal bar of the cross points to our relationship with our neighbor. Taken together, the cross formed by the vertical bar and the horizontal bar remind us that it is Jesus' death on the cross that bears away the guilt and punishment of our sinful self. By the cross, we are reconciled and given the opportunity to be reconciled to those from whom we have been estranged. It is no wonder that the hymn has been a favorite hymn for so many years among Christians. Cross, there's a precious fountain, free to all, a healing stream flows from Calvary's. In the cross, be my glory ever. till my ransomed soul shall find rest beyond the river. This summer, we have been examining how race, class, and gender resulted in violence, denial of sexual equal access to the manna God has provided to all, the resources and gifts of creation, and the division between us has deprived us of experiencing the fullness of God's love and the ways God has abundantly provided for us. I was preparing this sermon when I was distracted by a news story on the television. The story came from Uniontown, Pennsylvania. A serious car crash. A police officer was trapped in the car, and the car was on fire. Dalen McLee is a Black resident who lives with his family in the house in front of which the crash occurred. He ran out of the house to see what was happening. He immediately ran to the car and applied all his strength to pry open the door so the officer could be rescued. Dalen was heard say, "I'm not going to let him die." We started to see the flames start to come inside the car from the bottom, and I knew we had to get him out. I just ripped the door open, and we started dragging him across the street before the car ignited or anything serious like that. And later he said, "I haven't had the best ends in life, but I know the value of human life." Living in Uniontown, he has been stopped by police many times. He has experienced the same negative treatment that many Black people in America have experienced, yet he understands that forgiveness is the currency that holds our society together. As I thought about this account, I thought of Luther's explanation to the fifth commandment. We are to fear and love God so that we neither endanger nor harm the lives of our neighbors, support them in all of life's needs. If from the cross, we perpetuate the divisive attitudes that many of us learned as we grew up, believing that we have rights and that God favors us over people of color. We understand our version of history that God gave us victory in the Civil War because God was on our side. Deep in our sinfulness, whether intentional or not, we have enjoyed our life sometimes not knowing the fear, violence, and injustices visited upon others. Our lack of knowledge and compassion separates us from God and from our neighbor. Jesus' separated body on Calvary unites us to God and to one another. What a wonderful gift is ours, Lamb. We are focusing our attention this morning on the fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Luther teaches us, we ask that God would give us all things by grace, for we daily sin much and indeed deserve only punishment. So we too truly want to have a heart and to do good gladly to those who sin against us. Come to Calvary's holy mountain in humble repentance and to God's open arms. And may our arms be open toward the beloved children of God who live beside us in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our city, and in our country. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.